Come and Get It by Earl Stanley Gardner. Read for you by Oliver Wyman. Earl Stanley Gardner, 1889 to 1970, was born in Malden, Massachusetts, and studied law on his own. He never got a degree, but passed the bar exam in 1911, practicing law for about a decade. He made little money, so he started to write fiction, selling his first mystery to a pulp magazine in 1923. The rest, as many have said, is history. For the next decade, he published approximately 1.2 million words a year, the equivalent of a full-length novel every 3 weeks. It wasn't until 1933, however, that he wrote his first novel, The Case of the Velvet Claws, which introduced his incorruptible lawyer, Perry Mason, who went on to become the best-selling mystery character in American literature, with 300 million copies sold of 82 novels, though Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer outsold him on a per-book basis. While just about all mystery readers have read at least one Perry Mason novel, just as they've seen at least one episode of Perry Mason, the television series that starred Raymond Burr for 9 hugely successful years, only the most dedicated fans have seen the 6 motion pictures in which Mason is far more sophisticated and smooth than in the early novels, which are fairly hard-boiled. Matinee idol Warren William played Mason in The Case of the Howling Dog, 1934, The Case of the Curious Bride, 1935, The Case of the Lucky Legs, 1935, and The Case of the Velvet Claws, 1936. Ricardo Cortez starred in The Case of the Black Cat, 1936, and Donald Woods in The Case of the Stuttering Bishop, 1937. Come and Get It stars Gardner's major pulp character, Ed Jenkins. It ran in April 1927.
Come and Get It. Ed Jenkins was warned by a crook he had once befriended to be on his guard against a girl with a mole, that she would lead him into deadly peril. This crook was shot the instant he left Ed's apartment. Seemingly by accident, Ed soon meets the girl with the mole. She takes him to the mysterious head of a newly organized crime troupe.